Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, a pharma M&A roundup covers Ipsen's up to $1.75 billion acquisition of Cardos Therapeutics and Zymeworks' $929 million acquisition of Theravance Biopharma. Krista Pinto of Eversana argues that fully staffed pharma field teams are still missing revenue targets because the traditional deployment model itself needs to evolve. And EMA's CHMP issues a positive opinion recommending approval of Eli Lilly's Jaypirca for chronic lymphocytic leukemia across all lines of therapy in the European Union. Two acquisitions targeting commercial stage oncology and respiratory assets closed this week. Ipsen entered a definitive merger agreement to acquire Cardos Therapeutics for $450 million upfront, plus up to $1.3 billion in additional milestone payments, adding NAV to Madlen to Ipsen's late-stage oncology pipeline, with the deal expected to close by the end of the third quarter of 2026 and become accretive to core operating income from 2029. Separately, Zymeworks entered a definitive agreement to acquire Theravance Biopharma for $17 per share in cash, representing an equity value of approximately $929 million, plus a contingent value right tied to future monetization of ampreloxetine, gaining rights to Yupelri, along with a share of Trelegy and Vibativ royalties, and roughly $2.5 billion in Irish tax attributes, with the deal expected to close in the second half of 2026. Krista Pinto, Eversana's president of Deployment Solutions, examines why pharma commercial organizations that appear fully staffed by every conventional headcount metric continue to fall short of revenue targets, arguing that the underlying deployment model, built around static territory design and historical headcount benchmarks, has not kept pace with how today's market actually rewards field engagement. Pinto contends that closing the gap between staffing levels and commercial performance requires rethinking how field teams are deployed, measured, and adapted in real time, rather than simply adding headcount to a structure that was not designed for the complexity of today's commercial environment. Finally, EMA's Committee for Medicinal Products for Human Use has issued a positive opinion recommending approval of Eli Lilly's Jaypirca, pirtobrutinib, for adults with chronic lymphocytic leukemia across all lines of therapy and regardless of prior BTK inhibitor treatment, sending the application to the European Commission for a final decision expected within 1 to 2 months. The recommendation is supported by data from the Phase 3 Bruin CLL 313 and Bruin CLL 314 trials, with Bruin CLL 313 representing the first Phase 3 study to evaluate a non-covalent BTK inhibitor exclusively in treatment-naive CLL patients, and separate data from the Phase 3 Bruin CLL 321 trial showing pirtobrutinib reduced the risk of disease progression or death by 45% when added to a time-limited venetoclax regimen in previously treated patients. Lilly has also submitted the data to FDA for U.S. approval in CLL, with a decision expected in the second half of 2026. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.